so many that the Russians that we met were nice, but we were treated very badly towards the end of our stay when Svetoslav died. They thought that we had no place in their country, that we belonged only to ourselves. Even when he died, the behavior of these people was so bad, it was impossible to describe or even think.
Oh, the name you must say. The name of the person.
And my friend. Kadakin. Shabasnikama. And the others. They demanded all sorts of things from us. Even when the staff was dead, thinking it was their right to possess all that he had. That was the most unkind, ungracious, and beastly thing to do. I had just lost my husband, and I stood there dumbfounded, looking at them, wondering how they could be so cruel. So there was no life left in my husband's . He was just dead, and they wanted to get something, get something, little things that belonged to him, about which I knew little. Kadakin threatened my secretary, Miss Mary Joyce Munachar, that he would burn her if she refused to hand over the body to Svetoslav, from Svetoslav.
Bring your coffin back. Your coffin. If you go to
that, his coffin would go to Russia, and then he would bring my coffin back to India, where I would be dead and come back dead to my own country. All sorts of cruel and wicked things which could one hardly manage. That people who had a position in their country.
Hello. My name is Good.
To behave like that, thinking that he would bring my cooking back. And he really is in Russia. He was not dead. How he died, I don't know. But that was their idea, that they would send my coffin back to India. And his coffin would be in Russia. The horror of civilization cannot be imagined. And unbelieved, and not believed at all. The civilized people would think of those terms. Of course, I would always be Indian. He would be Russian. Dead. Going. Wow.